Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it is time for another week of the N4G Radio. So anyway, how's everybody doing?
Awesome.
Great.
Groovy.
How you living?
I'm doing really good, thanks.
That's good. I'm happy to hear it. But with us this week, we have the Wombat.
Hi, how are you doing today? I feel like today's going to be a very good day.
It's going to be a good day.
I feel very excited about this show.
Also with us, we have the first idea for you.
Hey.
Hi.
Jesus.
And also with us, we have from the Bangers and Mash Country, the John Dunbar.
I don't really know what to say to that, to be fair.
And finally, we have...
Finally! Man, you took it in a very different direction.
don't talk it to me. We have Michael Futter.
Call me Corky.
Whoa.
You took it in an even different direction.
Yeah, that's not what we were going for.
I just started out as weird voice guy, and all of a sudden it turned into... that. I don't even want to say.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's a good start. Got to make up for no Gambus.
Oh, yeah. Do you think anyone's actually going to be listening to this, then?
Nah, probably not.
Okay.
So that's why I don't really care. I'm just going to talk like this all day.
Don't. Please don't.
Please don't throw us away.
So, with that, don't fight the wing... so Drew, you want to start?
Yes. Well, I played...
That's good.
Jesus Christ. Am I going to be like you guys babysitter?
Yes, you usually okay. are.
But I'm trying to think here. I played some more Dungeon Siege 3.
Somebody's typing up a dissertation right about now.
That'll be me. It's somebody on our own podcast typing up an angry letter about our podcast.
Probably.
I'd like to make complaints about that.
I listened to your podcast today while I was on it, and I felt incredibly offended.
Dude, did you ever...
Not because of the voices you were making, but because it was so terrible.
Put up an iTunes review and tell us you don't like us for a podcast that isn't even up on iTunes yet.
Yeah, do that, because that's not possible.
Don't.
And John, stop tweeting about it.
Well, you know.
So, Drew, what have you been playing?
Well, let's see here. I played some Dungeon Siege 3, which is always good. That game is really long.
That's what she said.
Yep. But,
see, because it's like a penis.
I got it.
Yeah.
I was there.
But I played some Dungeon Siege. Still a great game. I'm actually really enjoying it.
She said that because you had a long penis.
Exactly, and I was able to pleasure her.
That's what she told you, anyway.
Yeah, they always lie about that. But
John, don't come on now.
Drew, it was the best minute of my life. Anyway, I played
a real half-minute hero.
Yeah.
That game was made about me.
Yikes.
Yeah. He has a sidekick called Three Pump Chump.
Whew, okay. Hey, well,
why do you want to waste time? Just get to business.
I'm done. Anyway, I usually always yell that too, but
then you just go, good for you.
I go, well, bam, whenever I'm done. But anyway.
Really?
There it is.
And then he immediately bawls like a child.
But yeah, other than that, I played a lot of Super Street Fighter 4. I'm really rusty in that this week for some reason. I just kept getting the crap kicked out of me. And I'm kind of curious on this. I don't know how it works, is the fact that there's an achievement called Sea to Shining Sea, where you get every character in the game up to rank C in your battle points kind of thing. I had already started it. I got it with Ryu, Ken, obviously Alfuerte, and Cody, and Hakan, and I was gradually working my way up, you know, just kind of trying to get good with every character and just get them up to rank C. And then Arcade Edition comes out, and the update resets everybody's score.
Actually, you have to pay extra for that.
Yeah. So, I gave Capcom money to reset all my fucking scores.
And you're surprised that Capcom bent you over?
Yeah, no, they bent me over back in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And for some reason, I just keep letting them do it, but...
Well, that's your own damn fault, sir.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, truth be told, Super Street Fighter 4 is still a great game. But, yeah, I don't know if I want to start over. I mean, yeah, sure, I can get rank C with Fuerte and Cody, but I actually had to work to get with Ryu and Ken. You know, and I was working on Abel, but I don't know what I'm going to do there. Then I played, played some PS3. Oh, yeah, I played that game you sent me. I don't know if I can talk about it, though, because it says embargoed.
But it tells you what you can talk about.
Does it?
Right on the front of the DVD case.
All I saw was embargo.
And you need to keep reading.
Well, I don't have the case in front of me right now, but I will tell you, I have been playing Bleach... Something. Bleach... Don't know what the rest of the name is.
Didn't you spend, like, 4 or 5 tweets talking about that the other day? I think the embargo is the least of your worries.
Well, he was asking about Bleach in general.
I was asking about Bleach because I know nothing about Bleach.
Yeah, but I mean, you acted like it was a secret that you were playing a Bleach game just now because it was embargoed. And you blatantly said that you were playing a Dynasty Warrior game that was Bleach. On Twitter.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's other Dynasty Warrior.
Embargo Nazis are going to get you anyway.
Well, go right ahead. I'm playing a
Bleach. You might as well just tell us how bad it sucks.
Okay. I'm playing a Bleach game that plays a lot like Dynasty Warriors. And
they got fog.
Because, no, it doesn't have fog. Here's the thing. The game, I will say this, the game doesn't necessarily feel like a Dynasty Warriors game, but at the same time it does. Because they give you a million guys, and they say, here, kill all these guys, and you can kill them in like 5 slashes. And they have a little counter of how many times you hit somebody and stuff like that. But then they have these boss fights that feel a lot like the old school like PS2 Dragon Ball Z games, where you're in this open field and it's like two powerhouses trying to go at each other. And I mean, it's not a bad game. It's very monotonous at times, especially until the boss fights. Boss fights, they actually spice it up a little bit, but hey, you really need to know about Bleach, because apparently this game starts off at the middle of the series of Bleach, so you're supposed to know who this Ichigo guy is, and who is all of his friends, and then he can see ghosts and kill demons and shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, I sit there and listen to the announcer guy talk about Ichigo went here and he did this and he met Hoka Booga blah, blah, and then he
Jesus. Entitled It's the Racist Podcast.
We just lost everybody who likes Bleach. They're gone.
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure...
So we lost three listeners?
Yes.
Well, we only have seven.
Oh. That's almost half.
But, you know, I mean, if I'm pretty sure if I knew a little bit about Bleach, it may make a little sense, but unfortunately, I've never seen a single episode of Bleach. I don't really want to see a single episode of Bleach, but I can see how the game would work for people who like Bleach.
I love Bleach. It gets everything clean.
It does.
Clorox.
But, I don't know why they call it Bleach. There's no character in the entire series named Bleach. It's just
does anybody have blonde hair?
It's named after the Nirvana album.
Yeah, is that what it is? But, yeah. But played that. It's okay. It doesn't come out for another month. So, look forward to that review. I played another game for review, and I don't know what's worse, Bleach or this game, but due to the fact that
I'm under embargo, so I don't know how much I could say, but I don't know what's worse, that game that I'm under embargo and I'm not supposed to talk about, or this other game that I'm about to talk about.
Oh, be quiet. But this game is definitely not under embargo because it came out in 1998.
Journalistic integrity.
This game is called... The fuck's that
Rapid
game
Angel.
There you go, Rapid Angel. I was saying Rusty Angel for some reason, but...
That's Rusty Trombone.
Yeah.
What?
But, yeah, Rapid Angel is a PS1 Japanese import that they released recently on the PlayStation Network. Alright, releasing games from Japanese import, I don't really see the reason for that.
You didn't grow up in the era when Japanese games came out before American games.
Or didn't come out at all.
Yeah, and we got to... And importing was like a trend. Nobody does it anymore.
You don't need to, because there's this wonderful thing called the internet, and if you really want to play a Japanese game...
Yeah, but there wasn't... I mean, you couldn't back then as easily... Oh.
Trust me, dude. I remember looking like in the back of like, you know, GamePro and shit like that. They'd have like friggin' ads for like, you know, here, you want this really awesome Street Fighter game that never came out over here? Well, go ahead and give us $80 and we'll give it to you. So, but yeah, Rapid Angel is a side-scrolling beat-em-up where you get to play as one of three Japanese girls. It's very story-driven. Unfortunately, I don't know what the fuck's going on in the story because it's all in Japanese. And they actually give you dialogue choices.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Nice.
And
wow.
I don't know what I'm choosing, but I'm choosing something. One time, it was right before I was fighting a boss, and I was talking to the boss, and I chose one thing, and he brought out two minions. And then I died during that fight, and I restarted it, and I chose a different option, and he brought out one minion. I was like, well, damn. I wonder if that other option's... means no minions. I might actually beat this guy. But I don't know. It
probably wasn't a dialogue choice. It was probably difficulty level. That was a joke, by the way. I mean, I know it wasn't a very good one, but you guys could at least cover for me a little bit.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Instead of, hey, Ryan told a really horrible joke, let's all just be quiet for a minute.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, the game, it works. I mean, it's actually a decent beat 'em up. But the bad thing is, I have absolutely no idea what's going on. They have a bunch of cutscenes. It's very dialogue heavy. And what's interesting enough, I mean, this game came out in '98, and you know that was when did Metal Gear come out?
'98, I believe.
'98, yeah. You know, and that Metal Gear was pretty much the first game that was almost fully voice acted. As far as I can remember, this game is like completely voice acted.
You know what we should do? We should get a video crew together and dub it ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Totally be down with that.
Well, you know, we used to do that over there whenever I used to broadcast. Unfortunately, that died. But you know, I think who would want to play this game?
I could show you about 500 people.
Dude, you got the better of the two games, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain this. Perfect example. If you can read Japanese, you're good to go. If you really want to experience a game that you never got over here, and you don't really care about the story, go ahead. I mean, it's $6, you know, for a game that you're basically just going to be skipping all the cutscenes. The bad thing is there's a lot of cutscenes in this game. I don't know. I really don't know what to say in the review. But,
say,
here goes my
bangers and mash.
Oh, goody, 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 ta da da da, tentacle.
Yeah. Oh. That's what they always do.
Shitty, gosh. Shitty sushi.
Shitty sushi?
Yes.
Shitty walk.
Shitty walk.
So much serious trouble. Yeah, but I mean.
That's from South Park. And stuff.
South Park always, you know, plays a good guy. Never steps in controversy, does South Park.
Well, wait until you read the show notes, because we'll have a picture of Muhammad.
Wow.
But yeah, I played Rapid Hearts. Rapid Angel, I mean.
Speaking of things that aren't racist to a great majority of the world's population, I also played Rapid Hearts.
Which isn't even the name of the game.
Yeah.
No, Rabbit Hearts?
Rabbit Hearts.
Rabbit Farts? Is that what you said it was called?
Rabbit Parts, yeah.
No, yeah. Farts.
It could be called that because I can't read Japanese. But anyway, yeah, I played that game. $6. I mean, read my review. I don't know what to say in it, but enjoy that. I mean, it's not a bad game.
That is two ringing endorsements.
I mean, like, if you get boiled down to the gameplay, yeah, sure, it's a beat-em-up. Beat-em-up, it works. I mean, it's not very difficult. I mean, you know, the boss fights are a little difficult, but, I mean, you have this awesome little power where you hit the triangle button, and it kills pretty much everything on screen.
Triangle.
Now, did you read the instructions on Monkey Paw's website?
I did not.
Maybe you should have done that.
Yeah, because I all I know is the game that I reviewed, the instructions were pretty much unhelpful, but they were so hilariously bad in terms of, like, somebody being funny, trying to be funny when they wrote them, that it might just be worth reading it for that
alone. I gotta look at these. But, yeah, that game. I can't imagine if there was anything else I played.
Was there anything else highly offensive that you've played this week?
Is gratuitous violence highly offensive?
No. That's okay.
Well, I did play... For some reason... So I had two people over at my house that aren't that big.
Ooh, sounds like a good party.
Yeah. Well, these two people are not that big into video games. And I was like... And I was wanting to show off my new television, which I love so much. But I was like, well, let me show you a pretty good game. And so I popped in Dead Space 2. And started playing yet another story from the beginning, because the beginning is kind of action-packed kind of thing. And I was like, oh, man, I forgot how awesome this game is. And I still haven't beat it yet. So I played the beginning of Dead Space 2 twice, and then eventually decided to save the game, so I started over. So I played a little bit of Dead Space. I unfortunately got stuck because I was playing on the hardest difficulty the first time through.
Well, that's your stupidity.
Yeah. And, I got stuck due to the fact that I didn't have any ammo or health, and there's like 10 guys in this room.
I remember when that happened to you. You saved it. I remember all this happening during Twitter time.
Yeah.
Twitter time? Was that like nap time in kindergarten?
Yes.
But yeah, yes, it is. So I started on the normal difficulty this time, and hopefully I will finish it, use New Game Plus to beat it on Zealot mode. But yeah. Not that much I played this week, unfortunately. I mean, I will mention this because the Steam sale is still going on. And I did pick up Amnesia, The Dark Descent. That game is scary as shit.
I'm really proud that our show decided to avoid making a horrible Amnesia joke just then.
I was thinking about it.
Who are you people?
Who am I?
What's my name?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Detective John Kimble. But, yeah. Amnesia. Fantastic name. What?
Nothing.
You totally cut out on me, so I didn't know what you said.
Sorry, I forgot what you were talking about.
It's probably for the best.
What were we talking about?
Alzheimer's isn't funny, man.
No, this is amnesia. There's a difference.
Yeah? Sell that to the family of an Alzheimer's victim.
Okay.
Ow.
There, you happy? I took one for the team, making the offensive joke.
What?
Awesome.
Ken, you probably ought to save this one, because this seems like it's one that's going to get struck down again.
Say hello?
Hello?
Are we recording a show?
Can you hear me?
I wasn't really paying attention.
Who?
But yeah, I played Amnesia. It's a really cool game. It has something to do with... it reminds me a lot of Sanity's Requiem. What the hell was the name of it? Eternal Darkness. It's first person, and it's all about controlling light and the darkness when you are in darkness or when you're in certain types of situations where something bad happens and you witness it, it like makes you go insane. And so you have to keep your sanity up, and by keeping your sanity up, you have to use light. So you carry a torch with you or a lantern, and it can run out of oil, and you can light up different areas and stuff like that.
Spark it up.
It's very physics based. So like, if you want to open a door, you put the cursor over the door handle, and you kind of pull, and it comes toward you, or you push it away from you. And there's always this thing chasing after you, and you can't kill it. The only thing you can do is run away from it. And if you look at it, anything that's out of the norm that you look at or is on screen, it makes you start losing sanity, and that slows you down, and it makes your vision blurry and stuff like that. So you have to, like, if the guy's looking for you, like, I don't know what it is, like this evil thing, like little monster thing that's coming after you.
Is it Warwick Davis?
Yes.
Yup.
And so you have to hide from it, but you can't keep looking at it.
Insulting and offensive. We're going 2 for 2 here, boys.
Yeah.
I was thinking more along the lines of Leprechaun, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jesus, everybody was just, whatever, man. Not everything I say is offensive.
Nothing scarier to me than a daikini.
Like Val Kilmer? What?
Yeah.
Why do I remember that fucking movie?
Because it's a good movie!
I love that movie.
Willow!
Wait a minute. What is Willow? Why does the witch person need that money, boy?
Willow, you better give me that money, boy!
Wow.
You're a creepy witch rat. You don't even need the money.
Oh,
Willow's got all kinds of money, too.
He does.
He was in Star Wars, dude.
Eat your wubba.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah. Amnesia. Awesome game.
What were we talking about again?
Yeah.
Warwick Davis, apparently.
That's it.
I'm sorry, you got the Gambus roll today.
Yeah, I got the Gambus roll.
Oh, that's funny. Alright, yeah. So what are you going to play this week? There's nothing coming up, we're on the summer break.
Yeah, we're on the summer break. I want to start something. I'm going to try my best to finish Dungeon Siege this week. Maybe work on some of these Steam games I picked up on sale. That's what I really need to do.
Yeah, you guys bought all these games. You'll never play them.
Exactly. So I've got
cheap.
Yeah,
I bought one. Yeah. You know, I bought the Heroes of Might and Magic pack.
You know,
yeah,
just because something's cheap don't mean you got to own it.
But it looks so pretty.
You're kind of defeating the purpose of prostitution, aren't you?
Pretty much. But you know, you guys are always complaining you have all these games you haven't played, and yet you just keep buying them.
Okay.
Well, that's so we can always complain.
This is coming from the guy who just bought Dead to Rights Retribution for $9.
Yeah, it's because it was $9.
Exactly! And why did I buy the Heroes of Might and Magic pack?
Because it was awesome.
$5.
$5 for two games and an expansion?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't have a backlog of more than 25 games like most of y'all.
What are you talking about?
Mine's not quite 25.
Mm-hmm.
I got a shit ton. But anyway, yeah.
I think I'm in single digits these days.
All right, so then I will move on to Michael then.
All right. Well, I didn't play as much as I wanted to this week, but I did run out as soon as I got home from the Adirondacks, as promised, and picked up Shadows of the Damned.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were right.
Yeah.
If anybody is wondering if Ken's promotion of the game and Drew's amazing review were accurate, I'm adding my voice to the chorus. You need to play this game. It's so much fun.
What the fuck?
that was my chorus, bitches.
Jesus Christ.
It was horrible, is what it was.
Ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah, and I'm a singer.
What?
No, it's true.
It's true. It's true.
No, really.
Don't lie. You know what kind of people? You know what kind of people say it's true?
Oh God,
liars.
People who aren't really good at stuff, but want to act like they're good at stuff.
No, really.
I'm really awesome at it. I'm just having an off night.
No, I didn't say I was awesome at it.
Otherwise known as what Drew says after sex every time.
Oh.
No, I'm really good. I promise. I'm a little tired. Too much wine.
Hey, I got what I wanted. Whatever.
Dude, your favorite movie is Fast and the Furious. In bed. From the fortress. Wow.
Fast and the Weepy.
Oh. Well, my joke sucked, but at least I set up a better one.
That's me making up for that one earlier.
Yay! So yeah, Shadows of the Damned is fantastic. I haven't played enough of it yet, but I'm loving it. If anybody's read the Dresden Files, Johnson, who is your ghostly, skull-shaped companion, reminds me a lot of Bob from those books.
Bob the Builder?
No, Bob the Spirit in a Skull, who helps Harry Dresden.
The Who's, Builder.
Yes, he's the Builder. You got it. A winner is you.
Wasn't there a TV series called The Dresden
Files? Yeah, it wasn't that good.
I just remember the name. So
yes. You know, it's worth watching, but it's not as good as the books. The books are fantastic.
I can't read.
Didn't we have this discussion last week?
I can't watch TV.
Because you can't read?
It burns my eyes.
No. I just, every time I try, it makes me feel sad.
That's because you only watch porn.
Oh, is that why?
That makes me feel bad for those women, too.
They have such daddy issues.
That's not really what I was referring to, but go ahead, sir.
Okay. I also played one of those Japanese import titles, and if you... Drew, I know you thought yours was bad, but mine was called Yakinuki Bugkyu, which I believe translates into Bukkake Barbecue.
Yummy.
I went to one of those once. I had to pay an entry fee.
But this, I found out, was an ad for game.
And an exit fee.
Well, I had to pay the mopper.
Oh yeah.
You know.
I hope they gave you a mop and not ask you to use other, never mind.
They gave me a whole box of handy wipes.
Not enough.
Nope, it really wasn't.
Nope.
It was a hot summer day.
Oh, summer breeze makes me feel fine when I'm at a Bukkake barbecue.
So this game was originally released.
John's gonna quit.
I just feel it's slipping further and further down as the minutes go on.
Don't you miss these shows, Wombat?
Yeah, sometimes. My soul hurts the next morning.
Well,
and
yeah,
I don't miss them anymore.
If we did them all the time, they wouldn't be this much fun.
It's true.
Gambus is going to be sad he missed this one. So, yeah, this game was originally sponsored by some Yakinuki place chain in Japan.
Do they have Bukkake barbecues?
Yes, I think they do. Although I wouldn't know because the text boxes pop up and I have no idea what they're saying. This would be the equivalent of Burger King down the road releasing Big Bumpin' in Japan. I mean, it's...
Dude, I would love to hear Japanese people talk about Big Bumpin'.
I was going to go with Sneak King, but Big Bumpin' is just the is the funnier name.
I would pay money to hear people make fun of that game. It would be awesome.
I actually have them on my shelf. The reason, because back there was a contest where if you got a certain amount of achievement... Old Spice was running it. If you got a certain amount of achievement points...
I'm on the holes!
Yeah.
God, John, welcome to last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's in the UK, it's this year, okay?
I can't help it, you guys are behind.
Hey, John. What's up?
Oh, God.
Now that has been and gone.
Yeah, just making sure.
Yeah, about 2 years ago. They got
Where's the beef?
Oh, Christ.
So yeah, I do actually have all these games, and they do all suck. But Yakinuki Bug You, I'm getting better at saying it. Amazing.
You know what other contest you got the Burger King games from?
What?
Ordering a value meal, fuckhead.
I said what I got them for, not what I got them from. I got them for the easy achievements. For this contest. Anyway, so this game is essentially you have to grill meat and some not meat products.
I really smoke meat, no.
It's all grilled. And, one of the bullet points on the website talks about the graphical stylings of grill lines on the meat and sizzling smoke. I mean, it's just so badly written that it's funny. So, if you get a chance, don't play the game. It's also $6. But if you get a chance, go to Monkey Paw Games and read the whole write-up on this game because it is unbelievably hilarious. And it's so bad because apparently there was a sequel to the game.
Of course. That was,
right? Yeah, it was released on PS2. And they've actually got bullet points and screenshots from the PS2 version associated with the PS1 version.
Oh, yeah. So, it don't matter.
No, it don't matter. But essentially, you know, I was playing the game and there's pictures of what the people like and what they don't like. And... I think, because you can cook them, depending on how long you leave them on the grill, like rare, medium, well done, and then burnt to a crisp. So, if you try to match the picture in terms of how well they like something done and then serve it to them, like, I've had multiple times where people are just like, oh, this is disgusting! It's like, I think that's what they're saying anyway. They're just making ugly faces and saying something in Japanese.
Excuse me. What is this on my hamburger?
Yeah, exactly. So, I just, you know, I made it as far as I could in the game, and just was completely confounded because the graphics are just, they're PS1 graphics. And
dude, you don't know how awesome burn lines were back then. That was pixel shading back then.
Dude, I actually commented in my review that would never make it onto the back of a box in any American release.
Yeah, it would.
Really?
Come on, there was a game, Tribes, that said goodbye Halo. I mean, that's just as ridiculous.
As grill lines?
Yeah.
Well, one of them is an out-and-out lie, and one of them is just stretching.
Now here's this giant enemy crab.
That's a bullet point.
Fist bump.
Wow, this is... Yeah, I'm reading
real
this
times
stuff.
Weapons change?
Real-time weapon change. Real-time. Pause, no motherfucking menu.
So, I also am about to start Dynasty Warriors Gundam 3 for review. I'm actually looking forward to it. I haven't played a Dynasty Warriors game in a while, and I did like them back when I
lower your expectation.
Fine, my expectation is
don't
lower.
Don't listen to Ken. Dynasty Warriors games are mindless fun.
They are, and the truth is there's actually a little bit more depth to them than... I mean, yeah, the combat is just press the same button over and over and over again, and when you get low on health, run and try to find a health potion in a vase or something. But, in terms of battlefield control, what I remember from the Dynasty Warriors game is that you actually have to, there is some strategy to it. You do upgrade your people that come with you, and you have to make the right choices for the right battlefield, so...
Make sure you press that X button.
Well, dude, they've made 25 of these things. I mean, somebody's playing them and liking them.
Yeah, I know. Makes me sad.
Anyway... but I did play, and the game that I spent a lot of time on this week was Deadblock. I actually had the opportunity to review the managing director of Candy Gun Games And that's up on the site. And I played the game, and it's not perfect, and it's missing some important things, like online co-op. But
Actually
enjoyed it. It's missing online co-op. It's sad.
In the butt.
What?
What, yes. What?
In the butt.
You want to stick it in my butt? In my butt.
But the game is really fun. It's a very different take on the zombie genre. It's, the kids love when I put a toilet trap on a door or window.
What?
And the zombies
what?
Get
them. Your kids and toilet what?
Yeah. There's a toilet trap in the game. And, if you put it on a window or door and the zombies walk through, they get pooed on.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, wait. Back up. Okay, we were just making fun of Japanese people for grilling, and American games are pooping on people.
No, the traps are pooping on people.
Okay,
no.
But we're building traps that poop on people.
Yes, because what happens
okay,
is...
Okay, the Japanese are advanced. They're ahead of us.
What happens is it attracts flies and that eat the zombies, and then the zombies just... decompose completely. So it's kind of a damage over time trap.
Do you realize how long it would take for flies to eat a zombie?
It's not real.
I was just going to say, do you realize zombies aren't real?
Oh, that was awesome.
But I was, you know, most of the levels of the game, the goal is that you search through all these objects to find a speaker, an amp, and a guitar to rock out, to make the zombies essentially dance themselves to
okay,
death.
Okay, that's not realistic.
No. I'm glad you identified that. I was starting to get concerned.
I'm just saying, you're playing a game that poops on people.
Yes, I am. It wouldn't be the first time. I played Combat.
To be fair, if a developer made that, I'm sure there'd be a niche market.
Yeah, in Germany.
Scheiße.
Okay, how is that not offensive?
Because it's true.
Because... it's an actual German word, and I'm not just making up gobbledygook and trying to pass it off as a different language, somebody else on the podcast.
Who said gobbledygook? I said none of the sort. You just did it.
Yeah, but I was mocking someone else.
I'm just going to pull that sample out and play it over and over again.
Scheiße.
Scheiße gobbledygook.
So, I mean, there's some cool things in the game, except occasionally they do have these levels. There's 10 single-player levels, two of them, instead of searching through the different environments, looking for these three things, there's actually something called a zombomatic, and you have to kill a certain number of zombies. And the game is not built around zombie killing. It's actually built around defense and evasion
and pooping
on zombies. You're really obsessed with this. I'm concerned for you.
Maybe I'm part German. I don't know.
But you know the game's a lot of fun. You know, and if you do like it, tower defense is really it has elements in common with a tower defense. But if anybody remembers the old Spy versus Spy game, I think it was on PC and was on the original Nintendo Entertainment System. Thank you. I'm glad that you played it because what you do is you set traps up in doors and windows
and other filing cabinets and stuff like that.
Yeah, not in this game. What you can do though is you can throw a stake on a radiator and it'll attract the zombie and the zombie will get electrocuted by the radiator. So you collect stakes and you collect coins to power jukeboxes and the soda machine which gives you health. Michelle Obama's gonna love that.
at least we dogged on America too. We're good.
We're all fat.
Have you seen the character in the game? He's got plumber's butt.
Yeah. Well, you got the plumber's butt guy, then you got the guy who looks like the Boy Scout from Up, and then you got Foxy Jones, who is a blaxploitation meter maid from the 50s.
She reminds me of that that black cop in Police Academy.
Yes. Yes.
Hooks?
Yes.
The one who didn't like speaking and that she was really quiet and then all of a sudden she'd shout and...
That's Hooks.
I don't know. It's been a while. They're old films.
I wouldn't call them films. I mean, that's stretching it. They're awesome.
Gutenberg.
Oh, dude.
Johnny Five, he's alive! Okay.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
That's right. Nun soup. Fisher Stevens.
Man.
But yeah, so I mean, the game
Let's
is.
Move on before we make a Three Men and a Baby reference.
Too late.
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson.
Tom Selleck.
Steve
and his mustache.
Perry.
Shiza. Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
We all lose in our minds today.
Oh, God.
So, Deadblock. Deadblock is great for couch co-op, though. I mean, it is the kind of game where you'd love to be able to strategize with people. The AI is really good for the most part. I was really impressed that...
The zombies knew where you were?
I was actually talking about the co-op. Like, the partner AI is actually really good.
But if you're playing co-op, isn't it a real person?
Yeah, it is, on the couch, and you can yell at them and tell them they're stupid. My daughter cried, but...
That's not AI.
No.
No, but I'm saying...
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is, you can play it with couch co-op, and that's fun, but if you can't, the partner AI is good in the single player.
Okay, it was two separate things.
Yeah, it was two separate thoughts. There was a semicolon in there.
Didn't see it.
Or a ding, as it were.
Didn't see it.
I'm sorry. I apologize. And I've been playing some more Chains of Olympus. I think I'm getting close to the end.
So you've been playing for like 2 hours?
Yeah.
That's not true.
I'm in the fight with Charon right now. The second fight with Charon. So.
Spoiler!
Why is it a spoiler? The game's been out. That thing is past the statute of limitations.
Hello. Wombat's on the show.
If anybody reads the oatmeal, you know.
I read your Twitter post about it.
Okay. So, Statue of Limitations. On top of a mountain, I will ride the shit out of that. And that is what I have been playing.
What about the Future Fondling?
Future Fondling, Shadows of the Damned. Shadows of the Damned. Shadows of the motherfucking Damned.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Garcia fucking Hotspur.
That was a terrible accent.
That wasn't really an accent.
Hey, John, you want to talk about games? Or are you afraid?
Yeah, why the fuck not? No one else is.
I tried to.
Yeah.
Hey.
You failed. I mean,
Mike talked all about that poopy game.
God, man, I hope that the people from Can't Done Games don't listen to this, because we just distilled their work about zombies into shit.
Well, I played the demo of that, and it seemed alright. There was no flies and poop, but, you know.
they left that out of the demo.
The flies and poop. A little bit more Mortal Kombat, as I did yesterday. I haven't got online with it yet, because I haven't got around to... to get in the pass, but I did pick up the DLC pass for the characters, so I played with Kenshi and Scarlet. Scarlet, I think, is the better of the two.
I will disagree with you.
Oh, that's fair enough, you know.
Kenshi's going to get nerfed big.
He's going to have to be. He has no punishable moves whatsoever.
Well, I couldn't... I mean, he was alright, but his finishing move was pretty cool. But I couldn't... as a character, I couldn't get on with him so much. But again, I'm new to playing Mortal Kombat sort of on a regular basis, so maybe I'll get used to it and warm to him. I don't know. There are a lot of characters I still haven't played, even tried out yet. So, you know, get around to that at some point. Also played some more Uncharted 3 beta. They've just recently added a new map, Yemen. And so... Yemen!
Anybody who watches Friends will get that. Nobody else will.
Yeah, Yemen.
I don't think anybody on the show besides you watches Friends.
I watched Friends.
See?
That's all they show on one channel in the UK.
Yeah, but come on. John's Jesus like Christ. 2 years behind.
Is that the Bangers and Mash channel?
Oh, damn.
I still don't know what the fuck that is.
What, Bangers and Mash?
Yeah. Sexual position.
Why don't you Google it?
Should I Google that?
Yeah,
you'll be fine. Work. Don't worry.
Wow, that kind of looks like a dick. Hang on. Oh, a sausage.
Sausage.
Yeah, he just unzipped his pants for the first time today.
Kind of looks like a Vienna sausage. What?
Oh, you bitch. Oh, man. Jealous?
It looks like a small sausage, only smaller.
Sausage.
So, where was I?
Bangers and Mash.
Idea.
Mash, Uncharted 3. And they've also added some more co-op modes and match modes. So, yeah, that's still pretty good. Still a few bugs. They have had two patches since last week. One of the most annoying bugs for me is on the airplane mission or level, where you're trying to jump from car to car. The jump mechanic or the climber mechanic seems a little bit off, and so a lot of the times I end up falling to my death on the runway. However, I did get my own back. I played a game earlier this afternoon, and for some very bizarre reason, I encountered a bug where none of the enemy fortune hunters or whatever could see me, and I could kill them. So I just wandered around the map, invisible, and scaring the life out of people because they didn't know who the fuck was shooting at them. So that was quite good. That lasted the whole match as well. So yeah, not a bad little bug. I'm sure they'll iron that out.
Not for you.
Not for me. Yeah, for everyone else. It's really funny because you're in a sort of enclosed room and you're shooting at someone who's obviously panicking because he can't see where the fire's coming from, and he's just running around, and it's all a bit silly. That's quite good. But I'm not sure how long the beta has left. I think it's only a couple of weeks. So
14th is when it's over.
14th was this week?
Yes.
That's see. Also, I played for review a game that took me by surprise, and I think it's probably going to get overlooked by a lot of people because it was due for release when the PlayStation Network went down, and I think they put it up on the store pretty much straight away when it went back up again, but because of all the hoo-ha and the welcome back bits and pieces, I think it may have got missed by a lot of people, and that game's called Armageddon Riders. Now, if you can imagine Burnout Paradise mixed with a little bit of Destruction Derby, mixed with the driving sections of Crackdown 2, you'll have a kind of an idea of what this game is about. And it, you look at it and it doesn't seem like it's going to be all that. You know, zombies are in it. Fucking what game doesn't have zombies at the moment? Driving's always a tricky thing because some developers aren't made for making driving games and they can screw it up. But this game is so much fun. It's so much fun. The idea is you've got a sectioned off part of a city which has gone through some kind of nasty virus outbreak, and so people go in there in cars to loot, and there are zombies walking around, and the burnout sort of part comes from your mission structure. You can go and do missions as you please. It does give you a kind of an arrow saying, well, this is where the next big race is. You can go do that, or you can go do some of the side missions, which are good at building your money up, or you can go and replay other missions that you've done, or you can just dick around in the environment, mowing down zombies, looking for hidden artifacts, which there's a trophy attached to. And when you do decide to take on the next mission, you press your L1 and your R1 at the required point, and away you go. A lot of the missions are either racing, Destruction Derby style, so you're in an arena and there are five or six other cars, and you plow the crap out of each other until one survives. And there's also a lot of chasing around the city. So, for example, the things that you're looting, these things called artifacts, one of the some of the missions are you have to collect a certain amount before the timer runs out. You start off with about a minute, and as you collect the artifacts, your time is increased. And, you know, it's that sort of thing. So there's a little bit of variety there, and a lot of these missions are also side missions, so you can do them to boost your money, which is extremely handy, because when you start out, you've just got a standard car, doesn't do much, but you can add onto that car things like nitrous boosts, which have three sort of level ups, and you've got what they call a shocker, which if a zombie jumps on your car, you shake your six-axis controller and that runs a pulse of electricity around your car, which blows them up. And there's also blades and flamethrowers that can be attached to the side of your car, which will kill any zombies in the sort of surrounding area, and also damages other cars. It's a massive, massive amount of fun. I definitely didn't think it was going to be anywhere near as good as it was. My review is up on the site now, so go have a look. And it's only like I think it's probably about $10 over there. It's about £7 here. You'll get a lot of action for that £7 or $10. You've got hours and hours worth of play. I mean, I stuck it on thinking, oh, I'll give it 5 minutes. About 4 hours later, I thought, oh, crikey, where's the time gone? It just is great fun. The final thing I played this week is a bit of an old game. I'm doing a Ryan, but not that bad.
There you go.
There you go. I have to get one in. It's not that old. It's a The Force Unleashed 2. It was on sale this week in one of the game retailers, and I thought, well, for that price, I'll probably get my money's worth out of it. And I'm actually really enjoying it. It's, to me, it's what the first one should have been. I thought the first one was very good. I thought the story was quite good with the first one. But I thought that they recycled the environments too much and tried to drag out a game that shouldn't have been as long as it was. With this one, it seems tighter. The levels are longer, but there are less of them. The powers are fantastic. They've really sharpened the visuals up. I think that's definitely worth sort of £15 or $20 if you can find it for that price. I'm not finished it yet. I've just got on to I think the third level, probably close to the end, I would imagine. But the only sort of bad point you have is the fact that the shameless Yoda level, which is essentially land on the planet, walk over to Yoda, level done. It's a little bit shit, but I ain't gonna complain. And that's it. That's all I've got. That's all I've really played this week. I played a few of the Steam games that I downloaded. I played a level or two of the Old Republic, another Star Wars game that's was on the Steam sale, and that's about it.
And this week?
I'm probably going to finish Force Unleashed 2. I will definitely be playing some more of the Uncharted 3 beta whilst that's still running, and whatever may appear on the Steam sale that's interesting, whatever I get for review.
Alrighty, so now we got the Wombat.
Hi!
How you doing?
Good. So this week.
Clickety clickety clackety.
Now it's me. You mentioned
played,
the Steam.
Oh, good
I
point.
I played a little bit just because I don't know. Sometimes I get the hankering to go back and play a little bit of the free version of Minecraft. So I played a little bit of that, just messing around, building stuff. I really do now that they've got this. Some new stuff coming in a couple patches coming up, this adventure pack and some other stuff that's supposed to be coming to that game. I really do want to kind of take the plunge, but the problem is I don't really have time to devote hours and hours of my life to that game. So that's why I really haven't taken the plunge yet. But it is, I mean, it's a lot of fun. So the free version is, and the full version has so much extra stuff that it's basically a completely different game. So I would like to buy it eventually, but we'll see. Maybe once time frees up a little bit for me, which is probably never going to happen. And it is on my side. Yes, it is.
That's right.
I also played, I don't know, just kind of a hodgepodge of other random stuff. I played some MLB The Show, which nobody cares about.
That's
played,
a fun game.
Last night, we actually had my next door neighbors here in the condo, as Ken calls it, the condo, their air conditioning unit got messed up and started leaking water everywhere and got my carpet soaked and the inside of my utility closet soaked. So I was running a dehumidifier downstairs last night and some other stuff. So I stayed downstairs until 3 a.m. And so my Xbox was upstairs, so I was limited to playing some stuff on the PlayStation 2. So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna break out the trade demo that I still have of Demon's Souls. It's a full game. I just can't use
on
it
on the PlayStation 2.
On the no PlayStation 3 is what I meant. Yeah. I've got a PlayStation 2 game in a second. And I was quickly reminded why I stopped playing that game. it's so hard.
It's so
and
good.
Especially when you leave it for years and then try and come back. It's so hard. And I just, you know, that's another one of those games where I really liked it, and I gave it a really great review, but I just can't go back and play it now because I just don't have the time to turn my life over to a game like you have to for that. It would, you know, it's, everybody knows what Demon's Souls is at this point, so it's, I mean, it's basically, Monster Hunter without the monsters. I mean, it's just, you have to grind a lot, and everything's got a strategy attached to it, and it's just too much for me right now. So I've still got it, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe I'll get back to it eventually when I'm feeling in a particularly sadistic mood.
I'm too scared to play that game, because everyone says it's rock hard.
Yeah, it's very tough.
But it's so
it's
rewarding.
Just different. I mean, it's not like cheap hard.
No, it's just hard.
You have to know what you're doing. It's just challenging, I guess, is the best way to put it. Like Monster
challenging.
Hunter. That's why I said it's like Monster Hunter without the monsters, because Monster Hunter's hard, too, if you don't know what you're doing.
John, did you just bring up a pronunciation when you were calling it Destruction Derby?
That's right, Destruction Derby.
Derby? It's Derby.
Derby.
Yeah, over here, that's Derby.
It's Derby.
Yeah, well, you lot can't speak the Queen's to save your life.
What?
We invented the English language.
Yeah, of course you did.
If America were a race,
we'd be winning it.
If it weren't for us, y'all'd be speaking German.
No.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, so I played a little bit of that, and then I also played, which is a one of my favorite series, and I think a game that even people who don't care about the quote-unquote sport can enjoy, and that's Fire Pro Wrestling, the series Fire Pro Wrestling.
You played it on the PS2?
I did, yeah. Fire Pro Wrestling Returns.
Well, isn't there supposed to be an XBLA game coming out?
I heard that there was, but I've heard that rumor forever, and I think it got canned.
Dude, I played it. It was
really?
At PAX. It uses avatars.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's still coming.
I just hadn't heard about it in, like, forever.
But I love that series of games. It's definitely, it's a lot different than the SmackDown series. It's a lot more Japanese. I mean, it's a Japanese series. The only one that's actually come over here at this point is Returns. I used to have Fire Pro Wrestling D, an import copy of, okay, here we go. This will put it to you how good of a game the Fire Pro series is. I had Fire Pro Wrestling D on the Dreamcast entirely in Japanese. All the menus are in Japanese. All the options are in Japanese. All the match types are in Japanese. Everything in Japanese. And I played more of that game than probably just about any other game on my Dreamcast. Because it's so good. It's so much different than the modern wrestling games, because it's all timing based. So you know, even if you don't, I mean, obviously, if you don't care about wrestling, you're probably not going to play it. But even if you could completely care less about anything connected to professional wrestling, I still think you'd have fun just playing it because it plays so well, and it looks like a Super Nintendo game. If anybody's ever seen it, it looks basically like a souped up Super Nintendo game, and it's based on a lot of the really crazy hardcore Japanese wrestling federations over there. So there's like options in the game for barbed wire death matches where the ring explodes after 15 minutes, and you can break fluorescent light tubes over people's heads.
Awesome.
And all sorts of stuff. It's a lot of fun. The only problem is the obviously because they can't. The game has everybody in it, by the way. And because it's Super Nintendo-style graphics, they can get away with having people who look just like classic American wrestlers, like Bret Hart and the Legion of Doom and guys like that. but they're not named correctly, obviously. So half the fun of the Fire Pro series is seeing what they named the American wrestlers, since they can't give them their actual names. But anyways, that was pretty much me this week. So this coming week, I hope to dig into Assassin's Creed Brotherhood some more. And then I really want to finally finish that so I can finish Infamous 2 and play finish Infamous 1 and play Infamous 2.
Rock on with your bad self.
I will rock on with my bad self.
Oh, goodness. Well, I also played the game that John was talking about, which was Armageddon Riders.
What did you think?
It wasn't bad. I'm not as high on it as you are, but it wasn't bad for a downloadable title.
I think as a downloadable title, that makes it the more impressive, I think. I think there's so much content on there for what you're paying.
Well, I had a problem with the driving.
I actually thought it was alright.
The car slides all over the road.
But that's, to be fair, that's the sort of thing you need on that game. That's not about driving as such, that's about just going around as fast as possible. I mean, when you get a nitrous boost, it does affect the handling of the car, but that's to be expected. I thought they done really, really well with the driving. You didn't want something like a simulator on that. You just wanted to be able to move fast and get all those challenges done.
No, it's definitely a good game. Yeah. I got to give a lot of respect to that game for being a downloadable title, and I agree with you. Nobody's going to play it.
Yeah, that's a shame. That is such a shame.
But also on my PS3, I finished the first episode of Back to the Future.
Yay!
And that was definitely a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
So
it only gets worse.
Get used to them.
I'm excited to play some more of those. I'm playing for review three different games. Actually, four different games.
Nice.
So, but my Backbreaker review should be up the beginning of the week, because I'm pretty much done with that. But also, I'm playing Deadliest Warrior 2, which I was a big advocate of the first game. Just because it's ridiculous violence. And I like how in the second one they've brought in some really famous historical people, like William Wallace is in it. Sun Tzu is in it. It's just a fun, stupid little game where you basically just maul each other. You can decapitate. It kind of reminds you if they made a Time Killers that wasn't terrible.
Nice.
Is it like Bushido Blade almost?
Yeah, you can literally win the fight with one hit if you hit him in the right.
Yeah, but it's not like Bushido Blade.
Don't break it down.
It's just not. I mean, it is in the fact that one hit can kill somebody, but the game's really not like Bushido Blade. Because that's how you guys tried to sell it to me to get me to play it, and then I played the demo and I was like, yeah, this isn't like Bushido Blade at all.
Oh, I don't understand. Really, I don't understand how you can think it's not like Bushido Blade.
I just don't think it is.
Because it's not made by Square.
Squeenix.
No.
Squeenix!
No, Square made it.
Maybe I'll say it's a little bit like Bushido Blade, but it isn't even close to the quality.
You just don't want to give up the Bushido Blade name.
It's just not even close to the level of quality.
That's because Bushido Blade was awesome.
You remember that ship's the new crappy Samurai Showdown game that they had?
Oh, Sen?
Yeah, whatever it was, that had one-hit kills, too. Is it kind of like that?
No, it's literally like if you shoot an arrow into somebody's head, then they're dead. Or if you decapitate them with the first move, they're dead.
Well, I mean, can you aim? I mean, is it first person? What is this game?
No, it's like a
fighting game.
It's a fighting game. It's on a 3D plane. You can pretty much run around. If you've ever played, what's
it? Bushido Blade?
No. In Bushido Blade, you can't. Well, you can run, but it's kind of like limited run.
Is it kind of like a Soul Calibur?
No, it's more like. Have you ever played Distrega?
No.
Okay. You basically have a giant arena, and you can run anywhere you want, like an action game. But then you can go into combat mode and fight one on one.
You mean like Bushido Blade?
Exactly, which is what I tried to say, and Wombat will throw a fit if I say it.
So, is it like Bushido Blade?
It's exactly like Bushido Blade. But no, I really
not as good as Bushido Blade.
Oh, let it fucking go, man! Damn.
Okay, it's a poor man's Bushido Blade. How are you happy?
There you go. That's better.
Jesus.
But is it a rich man's?
Deadliest Warrior.
Got it. Come on.
It's fun. I had a lot of fun with it, and I played the first one online quite a bit, and sometimes it's just fun just to, like, run at each other and then swing, and then one person's head comes flying off. It's stuff like that. It's just stupid fun.
Sounds like a good afternoon.
It's a good time. I had a lot of fun with the first one. I'm enjoying the second one.
It's stupid, right?
Yeah, shut up.
I'm just kidding.
When did Bushido Blade 3 come out?
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah.
It was called, what was that?
The Kabuki Warriors. Kabuki Warriors.
Oh, whoa. That's just mean.
But no, they've added a new game mode to it called, what's it called? Like, General's Mode. And it's like almost like a strategy game. And I'm like, why did you do that? There's no point in it. Just give me a sword and let me decapitate people and I'm good.
Wait, they put a strategy game into a fighting game?
Yeah, they tried to pull the whole Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur, yeah.
So,
God, that was awful.
Yes, it was.
What
I haven't played.
Soul Calibur was that in?
That was
three.
In
2.
It was
three.
In 3. 2 had three? The 2 had the mode where you were like all the cool little things like Mortal Kombat did with the Challenge Tower.
Yep.
Wait, which one had the exclusive characters to each
two.
Console?
That was 2.
That was
okay, that was that four. Was the one I liked, yeah.
2 and 4 had exclusive four. Console characters. I also... You didn't play what?
I don't think I played 3.
3 was three. Not very good.
That
was,
it, that
was a disappointment.
For yeah.
They made it PS2 exclusive, and it was terrible.
Look, I remember the versions you had Heihachi... In the
that
PlayStation.
Was
that was 2.
Yeah, I didn't say like that. And then was
Spawn
it Link?
Link was
yeah,
in the GameCube.
I played
Spawn.
Yeah, that was my.
It, yes.
Yeah, I played the GameCube version because I wanted those Link.
I played the 360 version because at the time I was torn between the PS2 and the 360. And I'm like, Heihachi.
There's no there's no 360 version.
You
so
know what
I mean the original Xbox version.
I meant. Yeah, I had the GameCube version.
I think everybody had GameCube.
Come on, everybody want to play as Link.
Yeah,
but I didn't have a GameCube, so Xbox.
Well, whose fault is that?
That's your fault.
Gambus would say it's Nintendo's fault.
That's true.
Nintendo
would blame it on everybody else.
Well, yes. Don't they always?
You just don't understand. Yeah.
They're like teenagers. You just don't understand me! I want a screen in my controller!
To be honest, I blame Bushido Blade.
Don't we all?
I blame Bangers and Mash.
Yeah.
Right.
You haven't tried Bangers and Mash. Bangers and Mash is awesome.
No, but I've tried Haggis and...
Oh, Haggis is disgusting.
That's like sheep stomach and sheep dick.
No, well, it's... Sheep,
that sounds like a
sheep,
great buddy cop show.
Yeah.
Sheep stomach and sheep dick?
Yeah. Okay, we got a hot tip on those jewelry thieves.
A tip?
yeah, see, somebody got it.
Anyway, I also played through another game for the second time this year. I played through Portal 2 on the 360.
Jesus.
This was a triumph.
I love that game. It was such a good game. And I really wish I had somebody to go through in co-op on the 360, but everybody bought it on PS3 because they were smart.
Yep.
So, but I've already beat it on the PS3, regular and co-op, so now I just have to find somebody who bought the 360 one so I can play through it.
I'm sure there are people out there.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I also played lots of Mortal Kombat. Had to get my Kenshi on, and he's a beast.
He's overpowered, what he is.
His first fatality is, in my opinion, one of the best in the game.
That's the one where he throws the dude, right?
Yeah, right at the screen.
Yeah. Yep.
I love the small details, like if you do it to Sector or Cyrax, their eyeball doesn't pop out.
Ah!
Which is very cool. But no, he's great. He's a great character. I did not care much for him in the original, in Deadly Alliance, but...
I loved Kenshi in Deadly Alliance.
Oh, where do you play him in this one? Oh my God.
His TK combo from across the screen is brutal.
Well, yeah, especially if you EX it.
Yeah.
I can get like an 11-hit combo out of that thing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, his combos, especially the ones that end with him pushing people away across the screen.
Yeah, all of his friggin' moves are unpunishable, which is why I understand that he will not be used in tournaments.
Well, they don't use any DLC in tournaments. That's just the way it should be. Looking at you, Capcom. Anyway.
Arcade Edition.
God, those twins are so overpowered, dude. I'm not even kidding.
Well, all the DLC characters in Mortal Kombat are going to be overpowered. I mean, even Scarlet hasn't been nerfed yet.
Yeah.
So, and that's just because they're not tournament characters, so they're just
they
for
are fun.
They are fun. I can't wait for Rain. I'm so excited.
Do we know what the secret, the last character is going to be at?
Nope.
No.
They won't announce that till probably a week before he comes out in August.
It's gonna be cool. You know, it's gonna be.
Oh,
cool.
It'll be awesome. Whoever it is, so far they've made two characters and they've both been incredible. So I'm pumped to see how Rain plays because I saw his render this week and I got excited.
Mm-hmm.
I also played. I picked up, like Drew was saying before the show, I picked up Dead to Rights because it was $8.75 on Amazon. It's not a terrible game. It's really not. It's a fun little stupid action game where you get to use your dog to kill people. And that's fun.
So, it's the Michael Vick of video games?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
No, he used his dog to kill other dogs.
Can you do that in Dead to Rights?
There are no other dogs that I'm
aware
of.
Damn it. And there should be an achievement, like, Michael Vick.
The Vick experience. I beat two games this week. I beat three if you count the Back to the Future episode. But I beat Peggle Knights. It's been sitting on my hard drive for ages. I love Peggle. It was great to get back into it. And Peggle Knights is hard.
Shit, hard.
Oh my god. Man, but it's so good. I love that game. Such a stupid fun game. I'm also playing two other games I'm playing for review come out, I think this week, NCAA Football 12, which I'm really excited now to see Madden, because I'm not as big college as I am pro, and the presentation in college is incredible. They really implemented the ESPN, kind of like 2K5 did back in 2K5.
What team were you using?
I use Notre Dame.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is Ohio State in the game? I was only half joking when I asked you that.
Yeah, they're in the game.
Of course they are, dude. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't know if part of their punishment was you don't get to be in NCAA 12.
Nah, I'm really impressed with the presentation. It's really good. And the Dynasty mode is as deep as ever. They've got a new Road to Glory mode where you play in the high school teams, and then you get drafted into the college.
But how is the Dynasty Warriors mode?
Really boring and repetitive.
Yeah, unless you play as Michael Vick, he brings his dogs on the field to kill all the other players.
So pretty much like football in general.
Oh, listen to you. Who watches baseball, the sleep-inducing sport. Anyway, but no, it's really good. Everybody looking forward to it, which I know everybody gets excited for NCAA. All the sports fans get excited every year when it comes out. It's really good. And I'm also playing Miss Splosion Man.
Oh, you lucky booger.
Yeah, Twisted Pixel managed to get the codes out before the game came out this time, which is awesome. And I've played through the first world. Or actually, I haven't even finished the first world. And it's good. They really changed it up, because I know a lot of people's complaints about Splosion Man was that it got repetitive, and the levels really didn't change it up. It felt really, you know, like you really had to force yourself to play through it. And it feels with this one that they listened to that, they've changed it up, there's some really cool platforming elements. It reminds me a lot of an old Super Nintendo side-scroller, where it's just really, really challenging, and it uses all of the game's mechanics to a good use. And
so are there new mechanics in the game?
There's some. I didn't play a ton of the original Splosion Man, so I don't know what they have added, but it just feels more varied. Like, the first Splosion Man, I played through the first world, and I felt like I played the same level 20 times.
Right.
Whereas in this one, I've played through about half of the first world, and I feel like there's a lot of variety.
That's good.
So, I'm really happy with that. And of course, it's Twisted Pixel, so it's fucking hilarious. The training video where they teach you about the co-op mode is hilarious, because they bring out the first character and it's like, Sarah knows how to use her explosions. Debbie doesn't because she's a stupid boop. Yeah, it's just really, really funny. And that's really one of the big reasons I love Twisted Pixel, is there's so much charm to their games. And it really carries over into this one, so it's really good.
They're definitely turning out to be sort of the modern Double Fine. How Double Fine used to... I know Double Fine's still about, but how they used to be with their games and bring humour in. Where they keep getting it all from is unbelievable. They're very talented. Humour in games is so difficult to do.
Yeah, I love the intro with the, I guess they use an engine called the Beard Engine. And the video before the game starts shows this dude sitting in a chair, and he's got this huge, like, monster beard. It rolls over to him, and he's like, "Your move, Unreal."
Nice.
So, I love those guys. They're absolutely hilarious. And to kind of wrap this up, because we're running deep on fondling, but I did play through to prepare for Arkham City. I played through Batman Arkham Asylum on hard.
Oh, I've been playing
it. Finished it already?
I finished it already. I literally sat down and beat it in two sittings again, like the first time I played through
it. Damn.
Because that game, I just can't stop playing once I start. It's so good.
Did you collect any of the stuff? Like the Riddle stuff?
I collected half of it, because I didn't really feel the need to collect it all, because I already did it in my other playthrough.
Yeah.
So okay. I collected half of it just for the XP, so I could upgrade myself.
Yeah, you get experience.
Yeah, but on hard, you get so much more experience for fighting guys.
Really?
Oh, so they did the opposite of Infamous.
It seems like you do, because I literally had, there's what, 20 upgrades? I had 16 when I finished the game, and I only had half the Riddler stuff.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and the stuff I didn't upgrade was stuff I didn't really use, so it wasn't really that big a deal. But yeah, I finished it on hard, which there's a couple segments in that game that are really frustrating on hard, but as overall experience, it's not a terrible game on hard.
Maybe I'll have to go back and do that just to wrap up that trophy.
Yeah, there's a couple things that suck on hard. But for the most part, it's not too bad. The taser guys and the knife guys get frustrating when you're fighting 20 people, because you can't counter them.
Mm-hmm.
So
did you do the fight walking into the towards the end, the optional fight?
Nope, I skipped it because I'm like, you know what?
Yeah,
it was hard enough on easy.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Regular, I mean,
so
if you've got that true achievement anyway, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, though.
I had it already, so I'm like, no. But I did try to get the Titan achievement where you fight him with just your fists on hard.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I did it about 5 times, and I'm like, nah, achievement worth 10 points ain't really all that big a deal.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's. God, I can't wait for Arkham City. And as far as future fondling goes, I'm going to finish up my Dynasty on college football and do my review. Play a lot more Explosion Man for my review. And hopefully, if D3 gets off their ass and sends me my copy of Earth Defense Force, which I was supposed to have last week, I will play that.
Awesome. That's meant to be good, if you like that sort of thing.
I love the first one, so I'm looking forward to the second one. And that's it. Now that the fondling is over, it's time to do the news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents That English Guy's Weekly Dirt, brought to you by Scheisser. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
I thought it was going to be brought to us by Bangers and Mash.
That would have been my guess, but Scheisser's funnier.
Oh,
jokes rule.
That's funny. Your free identity theft for the PSN has been extended until July 31st. So go get your free identity theft.
So if I really want to get my identity stolen, I can get it stolen for free through the PlayStation Network.
Yes. Just like everything else. Xenoblade developer Monolith expanded with a second studio in Japan. And they're still not bringing the game out over here. Just so you know.
That is what Gambus will be ranting about next week.
Yeah, I know. He's complaining. And you know what's funny is he complains and he'd never beat the game. He'd just buy it, put it on the shelf. Limbo has a date. It'll be on PSN and PC in the next few weeks. August 2nd. Bungie will no longer be handling playlists for Halo after August 2nd.
Wow.
So, there you go. Uh-huh. 20th anniversary of Bungie Day.
Sorry.
When I first read this news piece, I got kind of excited, and then I realized what it was, and I got not so excited. Hideo Kojima and Suda51 are teaming up for a collaboration called S-Datcher?
It's pronounced Sudacha.
Sudacha, whatever.
Which makes me believe that whenever we say Snatcher right from now on, if we ever get to say it again for a remake, it would be Snatcha.
Which,
Snatcha.
It's a radio drama.
So when they import it two generations down the road, we won't be able to understand it.
It's based on Snatcher, but it's a radio drama.
Yeah, it just goes to show how crazy these people are.
Snatcher. Yep. Rockstar is moving towards producing movies based on its games. New company called Rockstar Films. It's just going to be making movies.
Does that mean the actors are going to fall through the geometry halfway through the movie?
Probably.
That's going to be in a Saints Row game.
Wait, is it going to? It's going to be called Big Purple Dildo.
They wish
I think
they
there's
had
probably.
That.
I think that's probably copyright infringement because I'm pretty sure there's already a couple movies called Big Purple Dildo.
I love you.
I swear to God, if there is an adult film with a big purple dinosaur with a big purple dildo, whoever made it needs to be shot.
I guarantee you there is something like that.
Somebody needs to be shot.
What's that
rule?
Film.
What's the rule? Rule 37 or 32, something like that?
Rule 47?
47? I don't know.
Execute the order.
Damn it, now I gotta look it up. Everybody knows the rule. If it exists in the world, there's a porn of it.
Alright. Uncharted has got a new director. Or maybe a new director. The director of Limitless, Neil Burger.
Which,
no
I think...
Hamburger.
I think that's terrible. A good move. Yeah. It's,
Have you seen Limitless?
Also, yes, and I enjoyed it.
Was it good?
But, yeah.
It was decent, yeah.
It's not bad, and I think Bradley Cooper, which, you know, given their history, he could end up being Nathan Drake, would be a lot better than Marky Mark.
I like Bradley Cooper as Nathan Drake. Yeah.
I actually got into it with David Jaffe online.
Yeah, I saw that.
You and everybody else.
Well, he was pretty much saying, well, Bradley Cooper's got star power and Nathan Fillion doesn't. It's like, do you remember that Bradley Cooper started as some wimpy milksop on Alias? And actually, he was on Felicity before that, right?
Yeah, he does have star power, and Nathan Fillion's been around just as long, and he hasn't quite made his star power.
Right, I'm just saying that, you know, you just need the right role to let somebody cut loose, and, you know, Bradley Cooper got that chance, and I love Bradley Cooper.
I would want Nathan Fillion to do it. I think he's would be perfect, but everyone's right. I mean, he makes great TV shows. Unfortunately, the movies he's been in, with the exception of Sliver, have really not been impactful.
Would you say with the exception of Sliver,
I love Sliver.
I take his acting career with a grain of salt, man.
I love Sliver.
You and five other people.
It was so funny.
I'm surprised you didn't say, what the fuck was that Serenity movie?
Firefly.
The movie was called Serenity.
Okay, whatever. But still.
That's awesome.
You brown coats hang onto that like it's your balls.
Yeah, Serenity was absolutely fantastic. It was a brilliant film. It was one of the best of the year. Didn't do anything in the cinemas.
I can tell you why. But anyway.
Oh, not you two.
I don't care for him. Anyway, Dragon Age 2 Legacy, the game's first big story-based DLC, lands this month on PC 360 and PS Triple.
I don't think it's big story based.
I heard it was kind of an apology.
Yeah, it's $10.
That's not an apology.
No, an apology is when you tell somebody you're going to get free DLC and you're going to fix the game and then you never do.
Like Brink.
Thank you. By the way, I was about to ask, where the fuck is my Brink DLC?
That was the joke I was going for, John. Thank you.
Great lines.
Burnout.
Where?
Burnout Crash. Well, they're obviously not playing Brink. Burnout Crash was announced at EA's showcase this week, and everybody got pissed.
Yeah.
I could give two shits about it, so there you go.
I think it looks fun. I don't give a shit what anybody says. It's a top-down crash simulation, which is a downloadable title. This isn't a new Burnout, so get the fuck over it.
I didn't see it. Does it look kind of like the old... I mean, obviously, graphically, it'll be better, but does it look kind of like the old GTAs?
Yeah.
No micro machines.
Yeah, it looks like GTA.
Nice. I actually think that sounds kind
of
cool.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of bitching.
Pro-Am game.
RC Pro-Am.
RC Pro-Am.
RC Pro-Am, yeah.
You almost had it. I mean, you were missing two letters from the title.
Or is it like an awesome Red Faction Battlegrounds game?
Something C Pro-Am? I don't
Anyway, but that bitching about that and the bitching about how Kenshi is affected by Stryker's X-ray just cracks me up. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because they're going to make a character that's immune to some X-rays. Come on.
He's blind. What does it matter if you shine light in his face?
Yeah,
blind people can still detect light.
He's got a blindfold over his body.
He also cuts people in half. Did we not have this realism conversation earlier?
Yeah. What about Noob?
I'm not disappointed, but I did expect them to address that because like 1,800 people mentioned it to Ed Boon on Twitter. And he was like, oh, good point. So I expected him to do something to address that.
He did. He said he can still see light.
Oh, okay. There you go.
See? There you go. Anyway. Late to the party. Castlevania Harmony of Despair is coming to PS3 this summer.
Yay!
Does anybody care?
No.
I know a couple of people who still play that game every single night.
That surprises me. PSN Summer Sale this week. Pixel Junk Shooter 2, Pac-Man DX, and many more dropping price this week. A lot of good stuff, 50% off.
Mandy Moore.
Yeah. Mandy Moore? What?
I need to look this up then.
Yeah, there's a big
sale. You want to look up Mandy Moore?
Go ahead and Google that.
Turn off your safe filter.
The new Game Informer cover is a new game called Dishonored. It's a new stealth action game from Deus Ex's lead designer, made by Arkane Studios. Which I had to look up Arkane Studios, and they made one game recently. They're the Arx Fatalis guys?
Hang on.
I'm pretty sure I had to look it up because I knew that I'd heard their name, but I didn't remember what they made.
What's the name again?
Arkane. So you go look that up. But their new game's called Dishonored. It's on the cover of Game Informer this month, and it's coming from Bethesda.
Oh, goody.
Bethesda.
At least it's not Obsidian.
Yeah, at least it's not
Obsidian. Well, no, it's not Obsidian, but I'm just a little burned after break. I'm still picking up.
You still don't know what Arkane made recently?
What's that?
Bioshock 2, maybe?
What's that?
Bioshock 2.
Oh.
They also made Dark Messiah of Might and Magic.
Oh, well, that wasn't that good.
Ooh.
Did they do Arx Fatalis?
They did.
That was the spiritual successor to the Ultima Underworld series. Makes sense that Bethesda would pick up their next game because their games are very,
very Bethesda-ish.
Similar. Yeah. No, I mean in a good way. I'm a big Bethesda guy, so I mean they're very similar.
Bethesda's a great company, and they've just gotten kind of burned on the last couple games.
Well, I mean, the reason why ZeniMax owns Arkane Studios.
Yeah, just like they own Rage.
And Rage!
Id Software, which that'll be a shock when that comes out with a Bethesda logo on it.
Mm.
Former Sony employee is suing Nintendo over the 3DS screen tech. Jesus Christ, here we go again.
Did you see this new phone that has the 3D without glasses?
Yeah, I've seen
tech in it.
Ugh. A phone, really?
Yeah.
Stupid.
New smartphone with the 3D without glasses tech.
I really think this entire world is just turning into a big gimmick.
Pretty much.
Your entire life's a gimmick. It's called breathing.
That's why I don't breathe.
Not breathe. Breathe.
Oh, breathe. I thought you said breathing.
Yeah.
You don't breathe because you can't get no chicks.
No. Don't be a fool. Wipe your tool. Simple as that.
I mean, this guy thinks he's so special because he opens his mouth and his lungs expand, and all of a sudden he's living.
Torchlight has surpassed 1 million units sold.
That's awesome.
Unit.
1 million.
your mom's had a million units.
Okay.
That's sad.
The guys who leaked Deus Ex are being targeted by a lawsuit. Really, a lawsuit?
Yeah.
You stole our game. I'm gonna sue you.
You're gonna sue them for all the empty cartons of ice cream they've got laying around their parents' basement.
VidRhythm is in development at Harmonix. VidRhythm.
Really? Harmonix is still around?
Yeah. I don't know why. 3DS, speaking of rhythm games, 3DS's first Final Fantasy game is a rhythm game.
Oh god, Gambus is gonna shit himself.
Square Enix has finally lost their fucking minds.
And it's called Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy. It sounds like a cross with Elite Beat Agents.
That's a good
Okay, game. I do like Elite Beat Agents. That was funny.
It's a picture of Cloud with his giant sword and some arrows in the background like DDR.
Oh my god.
Here was the big story this week that had everybody in a tizzy. PSN Pass. It's real.
Why is this a big deal?
I don't understand why this is a big deal.
No, I can't. It's a natural... to be fair, what I'm surprised about is that no one else seems to be picking it up that much. This is a slow burner. This should have... As soon as somebody came up with the idea, this would have been... I thought it would have been taken on board, because it seems to work.
Yeah, I don't understand what the problem is. These guys are making their money. As long as you buy new, it doesn't affect you.
Right. Yep.
I mean, it's what's the big deal? And then everybody's starting to feel like, PlayStation shouldn't have these. Like, well, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Because they enjoy buying my games used.
You saw what happened last time they tried to be open.
Yeah. Whatever. This is coming for everybody. Like Drew said, Microsoft will have it next year. It's just everybody's going to have it eventually.
Yeah, I think where we need to start being concerned is code-locked retail games. So, like, you can't play at all.
It's like the old PC days.
Yeah. I mean, that would kill the used market.
Yeah.
Because the discs become the vehicle as opposed to the medium.
Yeah, so I'm not too concerned with these online codes. I don't care. Level 5 announces a 3DS RPG for the ladies.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies.
You accessorize your skills and your mouth and your weapons.
And your what? And wait, hold on.
Your mouth.
What the fuck?
It's called Cinder Life.
I'm still stuck on the you accessorize your mouth.
Don't you accessorize your mouth?
Well, I'm just wondering, what do you use it for?
Hey, boy, you got a pretty mouth.
Exactly. I mean, is the main villain in the game the cock meat sandwich?
Oh, nasty.
Cock meat sandwich.
You never saw Harold and Kumar?
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That would be why.
That's why
Harold and Kumar go to escape from Guantanamo Bay.
I can't wait for the third one. It's such a funny-ass movie.
Yep. MPH!
All right, here we go. Well, he's dead.
Oh, did he? Oh.
Geez, thanks for in the movie for me, guys.
Statue of Limitations.
Yeah, whatever.
I was never going to watch that shit anyway.
That's funny. Oh, you're sad.
Dude, those movies are hilarious. Even
The first one was funny. The second one I watched about 10 minutes of and said, yeah, this is fucking stupid.
So you saw the cock meat sandwich, because that's in like the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Dude, the second movie is funnier than the first one. Even my wife thought they were funny, and she hates that kind of stuff. Pokemon is coming to the iOS and Android.
Really?
Yeah. It's a free game, I think, right? Or
called
it's a free thing.
Pokemon Say Tap.
Say what?
Say Tan.
He man said hey.
Hey, what?
I said hey.
Who keeps sending fucking messages? Stop it.
What's going on? Girl, I said hey, yeah, yeah.
Thanks for getting that stuck in my head.
Oh, no. You've got to watch the He-Man thing.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to watch it right now. I'm in the middle of a fucking show.
Yeah, I have no respect, you guys.
Jesus. Third-party online platforms are welcoming the Wii U.
I'm sure they are.
Expect services from EA, 2K, and so on.
To play the last 5 minutes.
Prominent role. Whatever. I'll do what I want. It's motherfucker, stop sending messages.
Dude, we're not watching He-Man during the show.
You can hear those noises on the show.
Yeah.
Christ.
Just so lack of professionalism.
I'm surprised nobody said they were playing this week.
Yeah,
missed
the outrage in your voice.
I said this.
This.
The Catherine Pissed. Demo. The Catherine demo drops on the 12th.
Pissed. I've already played it.
I've already played it.
It's the sex part.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's called the erotic puzzle adventure genre.
Hell yeah.
Is it really say that?
Yeah, that's the genre, erotic puzzle adventure.
That sounds about right.
So, yeah. I just heard John say, hell yeah, you and your polygonal boobies.
Yep.
Call of Duty 4, there's a mod for it called Galactic Warfare, and it's a Star Wars mod.
Hello, Battlefront 3.
There you go. The L.A. Noire story going on. Apparently Rockstar is not going to publish any more Team Bondi games because of, apparently the guy that runs the studio is a dick. And he's the reason why all the people were working their asses off.
Well,
yeah.
And that the game would have never been finished had Rockstar not stepped in.
That's what this guy's saying, yeah.
Well, I mean, if he's making his workers work their asses off, what the fuck are they doing?
For 4 years?
Well, no, it wasn't. He was abusive.
Yeah, he was abusive.
This was not a case of, oh, you're all slacking. This was a case of 3 years worth of 12-hour days, 7-day weeks, which, you know, is ring similar to the old EA spouse stuff.
Yeah.
But that's apparently also why, I mean, again, all allegedly, but also why a lot of names are missing from the credits at the end is because a lot of people over the 7-year development period just upped and left because they couldn't stand this guy and the way that he was really dishing out the crap.
Well, that was the punishment for quitting, was that your name wouldn't be on the credits.
Yep. Over 100 people, they said, were uncredited on the game.
Yep. So Rockstar says they're going to publish the game in-house and develop it in-house from now on. If they make a sequel.
Yeah, I mean, which is still up in the air.
Yeah, but who has the rights? This is the thing. It's fine to say a sequel will be made by Rockstar or, you know, by somebody denoted by Rockstar, but does Team Bondi have the rights to it, or did they sell it up to get it out there?
I'm sure that Rockstar owns it, otherwise they wouldn't have made a comment about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think that, you know, as the published, Rockstar probably invested in it, and in return for the investment, they probably got a share of the tech.
Rights. Bondi's problem then, isn't it? Then if they were stupid enough to let that go,
yep.
Well, no power whatsoever now.
Yep, that's the way it's going to happen.
Mm.
Final Fantasy Type Zero could make it overseas. It was
Is that
a dance card game?
No, it was once known as Final Fantasy Agito 13.
Agito
13.
Oh, that was one of the 13 games they announced.
Like 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, they still never come out? Anyway. PlayStation Network is finally back on in Japan. Service will be fully functional by the 6th, so.
That's what she said.
Resident Evil Mercenaries save gaff won't happen again, according to Capcom. Exactly.
What did I say last
time? No shit.
Of course not.
That's funny. PlayStation 4 with Kinect-style motion controls coming in 2012, according to the report.
God.
Okay, I got a question. Where are we supposed to put all these things on top of our TV?
Up your butt.
Oh, man.
That's not on top of the TV at all.
Well, not right now. I mean, but I've already got so much stuff up there.
Yeah, that hamster. Yeah.
Tallywinks?
Do you use hamster stuff?
Lemmywinks.
Yeah, not Tallywinks. Lemmywinks.
Oh, Lemmywinks. My mistake. You know what I meant, though, so that's all that matters.
Do you use...
Get your butt hamster right.
Yeah. Do you use...
Oh, my God.
Do you use hamster style?
Hamster style. I use the nunchuck style.
Okay, that joke was lost. Anyway. Oh, nobody's seen Orgasmo.
I have not seen Orgasmo.
Anyway. Gears of War 3 leak is under investigation. So...
Yeah, you can watch the end of Gears of War 3 if you want to.
You can play Gears of War 3 if you want to.
Well, it's easy. I'm just saying that...
Can't you just put in Gears of War 2?
I was going to make that joke, and then I thought, no, everybody already thinks I'm a hater. I'm not going to get there. I'm glad
I do have a question, though. Who is getting Gears of War 3?
I probably will, just because. I don't really care. I'm not excited about it. With everything else coming out this fall, that game is last on my list.
Wow.
I mean, come on, Batman, Uncharted, Gears. Please.
Gears just doesn't have the same novelty that it used to.
Well, it's like the same game. I mean, I'm excited to play the Horde 2.0, and I'll probably play through the campaign, but I'm not like, oh my god, I can't wait. Oh my god. Oh my god.
See, I'm actually looking forward to it.
It's kind of like every year for Madden. You know, I enjoy the game, but I don't get like, oh god.
I don't know. Gears of War 2 left a bad taste in my mouth.
Maybe you should let it do that to you.
He told me he loved me.
It forced it upon me.
Oh,
you have power to say no.
No means no.
13 no's and a yes means yes.
No. Marcus Phoenix doesn't agree.
That's the Sean Connery.
Is that who that was supposed to be?
You would suck it. suck it. That's all the news. That's all I got.
Ooh.
So I'm gonna fly over to the Twitter.
No questions? No preguntas?
I got one, but I'm already running late, so I'm gonna go ahead and skip to the Twitter. I mean, there's only one. Mookie's Groove says, "Can I add a Steam account from anyone from the N4G crew?"
If you want?
Yeah,
dude, I have no friends on Steam.
I've
got about six.
I don't have a Steam account.
Fucking fancy?
I've got a crap ton.
Yeah, I will just put out there that my PSN, my Xbox Live, and my Steam name are all Paladin 12. That's a Roman numeral, so PALADINXII. Feel free to add me.
So you got fucking numbers in your name?
Yeah, no. They're all letters. One of them is just a Roman numeral.
It's numbers.
It's fancy.
It's not fancy.
It's fancy.
Stupid Romans and their crazy ass numerals.
Yeah.
He also says
makes them so special.
Give me that Steam counts, blah.
same applies. Well, not same applies to me. My Steam ID isn't Paladin 12, but all my Steam. Xbox and PS3 is John W. UK, so anyone wants to add that, that's fine. And more on Steam, the better, because it's not friends!
Dude, I don't have any friends on Steam, because I'm never on it. I don't even know my Steam name.
You don't?
Zero tolerance?
No, that was taken.
Mine's frustrated.
Zero tolerance 556244.
Yeah, you know.
Sorry, Drew.
It's okay.
You want to say your name now without being interrupted by Bangers and Mash over there?
Oh my god, Tropico 3!
I was excited.
Did you at least get it?
Yep.
Okay. I've never heard anybody get excited over Tropico 3 until then.
That's only because I've been waiting for ages for it to drop in price. And it was good. Actually, I was thinking about getting it because it dropped down to 10 quid in the general Steam sale. And I was thinking about getting it then. I'm glad I hold it on. Hold it on.
you speak the drag queen's English.
Terrible. I bitch about you guys. I can't speak a fucking word of it.
Drag queen's English.
Oh, that's funny.
Nah, it's Frustrated Fury.
There you go. You got it in.
There you go.
He also says, an adorable and simple game. Get it. Bit.TripRunner on Steam.
I've got the Beat. I don't have Runner.
Dude, I lost track of those. I played like two of them on the Wii.
Wii!
You know, back when the Wii was relevant.
We like to play.
Dude, the Wii was never relevant.
I know. Gambus Khan posted to us. He said, look forward to me unleashing Unholy Hell on Nintendo next week. Oh, boy.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
It's going to be funny. You thought this episode was bad. Wait till you hear Gambus's broken English.
We might get him to say fuck one more time.
I doubt it.
He never swears.
He never does.
Let me just put it this way. He's going to take a Daggerdale all over Nintendo.
Man, we haven't broke out the Daggerdale joke in a while.
I know. That's because it wasn't funny.
Neither was the game, nor was it enjoyable.
Key134 says, oh my god, look at November or October and November for video game releases. Better start saving up now.
No, I'm picking and choosing. That's what I'm doing.
Man, that's gotta suck.
Can I just say real quick, a couple weeks ago Sam in Seattle, who's now changed his name, had been saying he was dying for a straight up stealth game. I would take a look at Deus Ex Human Revolution, because although you can play it a lot of different ways, there is a straight-up kind of stealth, incognito way that you can play the game, so that might be up your alley.
I'll put it this way. You need to play that game stealth. Because if you don't, you're not really going to have fun.
That's your opinion.
The new one, yes.
Did you play the leaked version, Drew? Is that why you're telling us this?
Perhaps I did.
Oh.
Oh. Controversial.
Listen to you, you fucking pirate.
Oh, shit. Here comes Square Enix knocking on my door. We're going to sue you.
They're going to bring their big fat hair and their big fat sword, and they're going to cut your ass up.
Yep.
I didn't even know that had been leaked.
They're going to chop you up and put you in that...
Wait a minute. You didn't know that had been leaked? We talked about it 2 seconds ago with them suing people.
They're suing people for leaking it.
John doesn't pay attention to the show.
You guys assume that I actually listen to anything you talk about.
It's a shame Gambus isn't on the show because this next tweet would just burn his ass. It's from DJ Mitsuhara. He says, "Hey guys, I'm playing Xenoblade. Sorry you didn't get a chance to play it. Have a good one." Oh, I'm going to save that and talk about it again for Gambus next week. So Doom's barrage of tweets is in. He says, "Played through Infamous, both good and bad, and the true first 60 minutes of Part 2 PSN Plus demo thingy. All I got to say is I really think that Infamous is the premier must-play buy-now franchise on the PS3. By far, smokes everything else. So impressed and surprised by the game. Bravo, trying to work on my pile of shame." Sorry, I'll let that. That's a second thought.
Dude, Infamous. Although I don't know if it beats Uncharted or not.
But. Yeah, Uncharted for me would be the premiere, but he's right up, you know, Infamous is right up there.
Yeah.
I really love Killzone.
I like Killzone 3.
Well, I mean, Killzone 2's multiplayer was fantastic.
Yeah, but the single player was crap.
This is true, but Killzone 3's single player was awesome.
Yes, Killzone 3 single player was awesome.
So there you go.
It's gonna make me laugh all day.
He says, "Trying to work on my pile of shame, so I popped in Fable 3, one of my favorite franchises on Xbox, and I must say,
it's shit."
Well, I'm trying to figure out where his next tweet came from, because the second one right above it says, "This Black Friday deal is not as bad as everyone seems to think," and I don't think that has to do with Fable.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
It says, "Not a huge leap from 2, more of a short skip, but it's cool."
Mm-hmm. Nah.
What Black Friday deal is he talking about, though? Like,
I don't know. This is, like, July?
I'm thinking that tweet got lost in time and just finally reemerged to us.
I'm sure he'll explain it tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
He says, "I beat Gatlin Gears. Fun, fun, fun. Everyone should play this. Also got Hardcore Uprising on XBLA. Great game, but does it really need to kick me in the ball so much?"
Yes, it's a Contra clone.
Yep. Well,
it's a Contra game. I mean, it's not really a Contra clone. It's Contra without the Contra.
It's Contra. It's made by Arc System Works.
It's got the Contra music in it. This is true.
Yep. Dun, dun, dun. He says, "I'm slowly leveling and rising, slowly getting further, cool but hard. Old man hands for the lost. And lastly, I bought my daughter a new Min Pin puppy. We named him Goomba."
Nice. I don't even know what a Min Pin puppy is, but the name is cool.
Just don't stomp on him.
He says, "Wow. Laugh out loud, love you, keep it up, Puzzle Quest. Damn it, Borsik's little thing." What the F, man?
It stuck around, man. He created a show.
Mimi.
Huh?
Mimi.
Yeah.
Mimi.
You hate that word for some reason.
I know, that's why I say it.
Why do you say it? Why do you not like meme?
I never said I had a problem with it. I said other people do.
Me, 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 me.
Oh, Jesus. Shot Caller says, "Where's the fast-forward button so I can skip to October and play some games?" I thought he was going to say fast-forward so we could get through the show.
Get through the show?
Right, yeah.
Well, it's on the top of your iTunes bar.
And then John W. decided to post that the show was off to a good start. Thank you.
Oh, you know. Gotta keep them interested, seeing there's no Gambas.
Lax84 says, have you guys heard of Space Pirates and Zombies? It's a new indie game on PC. Two guys made it.
I have not.
No, but it sounds pretty awesome.
Space Pirates and Zombies. Everything in Zombies.
Pretty much.
Everything.
Just add Marines in there. Marine Zombies.
Marine Zombies.
There you go. Modern Warfare.
Can you fight them with poo?
Unlikely.
Maybe.
Leave my poo traps alone.
Me Dave 354 says, what up, guys? Do y'all think we need a PS4 in 2012?
No.
Well, we're going to have one.
Well, I hope not, John. I hope that's a total lie.
No, there's no way.
It's too early.
Nope.
We'd already heard about it.
No, next EA, you'll hear them.
No, they won't announce it at E3 and then launch it in fall. There's no way.
That would be the best kept secret, even with these rumors floating around.
Yeah, but it's Tokyo Game Show.
2012 is a long way away, and it's a year long, and if they're going to release a console, it'll be towards the end of the year, so we're still over a year away.
Well, we don't even know when we're getting the Vita. Yet they still send promotional emails about it, which is the weirdest fucking thing.
It'll be this year for the Vita, I'm pretty sure.
It'll be March.
You think it'll be March of next year?
It'll be March of next year.
Wait.
I'm telling you right now.
Why do you say that?
That's just when portables launch, is in the spring.
I don't know.
That's okay.
It'll be out in Japan in December, and in the U.S. in March.
Damn it. Kind of want now, though.
Yeah, well, you can't have it now. Just play all these other games.
Yeah, just buy the $15 digital 2-packs for games that you haven't played yet. Those things that released.
Anyway. He also says, what do y'all think of the Resistance 3 Online Pass? I think we already covered that.
I think I'm not going to play Resistance 3, so there you go.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Because of that, or because it's Resistance 3?
Because it's Resistance 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't care. The online passes don't bother me. I'll buy every game that has one. Don't care, except for that one, because I don't like Resistance.
That's okay. I'll play it.
Che Morongo says, I learned to wait 2 weeks before buying a game, because after that, Amazon usually has it for $39.99, just like Dungeon Siege.
This is true.
Isn't every game $39.99 2 weeks after launch?
Or you can get Brink now for like $2 because there's no DLC.
That's $2 too expensive.
Oh
my god.
Anyway. 2 weeks in a row, this is Davos Platt. 2 weeks in a row, I'm on a roll. Topic, third-person shooter controls. Subject, Uncharted 3 versus Gears 3, or 2 if you haven't played 3.
How about 1 if I haven't played 2?
Oh my
they're
fucking
the same.
God.
Jesus.
No, they're not the same. Because Gears 2, they fucked up the shotgun.
Oh, Jesus, you're one of those.
I can't stand that bullshit.
What do you mean they fucked up the shotgun?
Alright, so you have to aim with a shotgun now instead of just shooting a guy.
You have to aim with a gun? Oh, the travesty.
Shotgun. It's a difference.
You want to sit in the front seat? What?
The first game was so much fun getting into a fucking, you know, multiplayer game. You and one other guy are the only ones left, and you doing I call it the merry-go-round of death, whenever you just ran around in circles around each other or shot shotguns until somebody died.
Well, they made so many improvements with Gears 2, though, in the multiplayer.
All the time.
Merry-go-round of death, except you do it for real.
Yeah.
This is why you have no friends. You've killed them all.
Yes. They're all buried beneath the merry-go-round near my house. Oh, I guess I should have said that.
It's not like the pet cemetery, is it?
It is. Some
don't go down that road. Nothing down that road. Oh, I miss that guy. I miss Fred.
Jesus.
Anyway. Back to... Yeah, that's what I said.
Wow, you guys can hear my kid crying from up there?
Yeah.
Oh,
I can hear that. That's loud.
That's not loud, you son of a bitch.
That's usually what I say when my kid cries. You son of a bitch.
Shut the fuck up. Father of the year.
Yeah. And just so you know, it's on the internet now.
Oh, there's so much worse.
So Uncharted 3 versus Gears 3, I guess nobody's going to take it. I say Uncharted 3.
I'm yeah, sure. I like Uncharted 3 well. Better than Gears.
Much better.
MeDay354 also says, I would like to know who really gets the $10 off the online pass. Is it the game's developer or publisher? I imagine it's spread out. Everybody gets a piece, just like the game.
Yeah. The publisher probably... There's an arrangement, just like there is with everything else.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You get a percentage of so much of the money, blah, blah, blah.
But, and, I mean, really, the point of it is not to encourage sales of the online pass. The point of it is to discourage anybody even having to buy the online pass because they want it to drive new game sales.
Exactly.
As we talked about last week, you know, GameStop is still selling recently released used games for $55. If it has an online pass, you're paying more for the used game plus online pass than you are for a new copy, which is exactly the intent.
Well, I thought they'd adjusted their prices for the games that have online passes.
Oh, have they?
That's what I was told.
Yeah, what a pain in the ass, though.
Because I know the trade-in value is adjusted because of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, which I think they're the only place that does that, because frickin' Amazon's still stupid enough to give you $35 for a used game.
Awesome.
Yeah,
let's not say that out loud.
Oh, yeah, they don't do that.
they're not going
to care. Secret to everyone.
Please, it's not a secret. They know.
That's the reason why they're so successful with it.
Yeah, they're going to end up like Blockbuster, who used to give $20 for PS1 games.
Duh, I played this on my PS3.
What the fuck? Last.
The graphics are so awesome.
The graphics are awesome!
It has grill lines and sizzling smoke.
Oh, Jesus. Better than poop traps. What? Anyway.
Okay.
Lieutenant Renji is our last tweet.
It's a poop trap.
He says, yum, Norwegian dinner. Sausage and potato mash, a.k.a.
banger than mash!
I can't say this. I don't know how to say it.
Well, chew on it, whatever it is.
Pulse og potestape. I'm sure I butchered that. He says, have a good one, guys. Pulse og
potestape. Keeping it real.
This is when keeping it real goes wrong.
Womp womp a womp.
I take it you guys haven't heard of Toad in the Hole either.
What? Did you just say Toad in the Hole?
Yep.
What the fuck? This sounds like a porno.
Is that like in the movie Role Models, where she does the hot dog thing with the bagel dog?
Oh, no. Jesus.
Look it up. Google it. Toad in the
I am not Googling Toad in the Hole.
It's safe for work. You're fine.
No, it's not safe from work. Have you ever Googled Star Trek?
No.
Titties come back, okay?
Do they? Okay.
I'm Googling it right now.
I got it. Toad in the Hole is a traditional English dish consisting of sausages and Yorkshire pudding batter, usually served...
Shut up. Shut up, Darby.
Hey, Yorkshire.
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 You're usually served in vegetables and onion gravy.
I like how the accent came in for that.
I like how the accent changed to Scottish at the end.
It's Yorkshire gravy.
Gravy.
The origin of the name Toad in the Hole.
Toad in the Hole.
Is often disputed.
Austin Powers.
I can see two British men, old British men with top hats, arguing over the origins
because
of
every
the
British
word
man
toad.
I'll say, good chap. Toad in the Hole was when I took that prostitute behind the pub and...
Toad in the Hole.
The dish resembles a toad sticking its head out of a hole, provides the dish its somewhat unusual name. It also sometimes is called frog and a toad.
Or foreskin.
John, why does every one of your dishes over there have a sexual innuendo?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Jesus Christ, you guys just eat dick all day long.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God, that's funny. That's funny shit.
Told you, awesome.
We did not talk about the Resident Evil collection coming out in Japan.
That's because we're not in Japan.
Oh, we should talk about that next week with Gambus and see how he feels about it.
He doesn't even like Resident Evil.
Yeah, but he's right now on a rip about...
He likes Japan.
He's going to be mad at me about my Bukkake Barbecue review.
He likes it on Facebook.
He likes it in the face?
What? Seriously, I think you need to move to England over there. An obsession with Toad in the Hole.
Better known as foreskin.
That's nasty.
Jesus.
God. Y'all's gross. Hey, Drew, you want to get back on topic here? Do we have any reviews?
We do, actually.
Awesome.
We have one. It's a good review. It's from Blink-182-8533.
Is that the new version of Blink-182?
Finally.
It is Blink-182-8533. But anyway.
Measurements.
Well, the title is Best Video Game / Your Mom Jokes and Podcast.
Oh, okay.
5 stars. Guys, love the podcast. Been listening for it now for 2 years. Never heard so many of your mom jokes. And where the hell is Killer
Wolverine?
Never heard
so many of your mom jokes.
I don't know where he is.
None of us know where he is.
I love hearing stories from him breaking stuff. But if you let all you guys rock, I live in Atlanta, so you tell them how it is, Angry Redneck. But keep up the good work. Pip, pip, cheerio. Now give me that money, boy.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Well,
give me that money, boy.
Give me that money, boy.
Oh, dude, I want to hear that.
Hear what?
I want to hear proper British man say, give me that money, boy.
John, you've been called out.
He's not proper at all.
All right, well,
yeah, but I'm on a board.
It's gonna say shit, man.
Do it anyway.
Give it up, on a board.
What's the equivalent of?
It's hilarious, by the way.
Those kind of guys.
Give me that quid, mate.
Give me that quid, mate.
Quid. Quid.
Give me all that quid, there, mate.
Wah.
Wah. Oh, damn.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway.
Yeah.
Does anybody Gamba shout outs? You know, we give it up to the Red Sun Gamer.
Yep.
We give it up
and
to the
Shanghai Six.
Shanghai Six and the Front Towards Gamer.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Millennium.
Johnny Millennium, which none of us know outside of Gambas.
I don't either. I have no idea who that is.
So, like, I feel bad giving a shout-out when he's not here to somebody I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
So,
The Outcast.
I don't know who that is either. It's not that I don't want to know these people, it's just that I don't know these people.
So yeah. It's a little awkward to act like you know them.
Yeah, it's like, I'd like to give a shout-out to this dude I don't know.
But yeah.
Kind of like how Drew acts like he's not a 26-year-old virgin.
Only 14 more years, Drew, and they'll make a movie out of you.
Yeah, alright, remember again here, I'm not 26, I'm 25.
Oh, sorry. But
well, they're going to have to start filming early to make sure they hit your birthday, so.
And I have banged so many women in my time.
Okay.
You know, usually when people say that.
You're lying?
How's that?
Because you didn't just roll with the joke.
What the hell was I supposed to say? Yeah, I haven't banged anybody.
Well, you have a kid. How did you do that?
What?
What? Whoa. Somebody.
Who's kid?
No.
Kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke. Drew is not a father of any variety.
That
as
you
far
know
as far as
nobody
I know.
Knows of.
Jesus, father. Dude, I'm trying.
I'm a big daddy Kane.
Don't scare me like that.
Yeah, it's mine. I've been meaning to tell you.
Is it Michael's illegitimate child?
You impregnated me.
I knew it.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Wow.
That's why I call it Drew's nickname in the sag is Facehugger.
Oh, God.
What have we done to this show?
I don't know. Oh, it's just wrong.
That's funny.
Wow.
I'm laughing. It's funny.
Oh.
Oh, goodness. That's all I got. I don't got anything else.
I'm broken.
I'm mentally broken now. I'm waiting for Drew to say, I don't want to hear any more of this show. Michael, wrap your thighs around my ears.
I don't want to hear any more of the show. Michael, wrap your thighs around my ears.
Well, God, when you put it like that, how could I say no?
I feel a lot of love.
I feel too much love.
Lust, more than love.
And love.
Clean up on aisle 3.
And 4. And 5. What the hell was that? That's nasty.
It's yogurt.
Ooh, Tropico.
Oh, dear.
Anyway.
That one has to be still going.
Since Gambus is not here,
I'm not doing it. I made a pig's ear of it last week.
You made a toad's hole out of it?
Which was
don't know,
out
of it. Yeah.
Chicken.
Oh, that's fucking funny. Does anybody else want to do it?
Well, someone's gotta.
I'll do
Ken,
it.
Ken, I don't think you've ever done it.
You haven't.
I can't do it. My son's asleep.
Oh, okay.
Michael hasn't ever done it.
I haven't.
Oh, that's true.
Michael, right. Do it.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
It's me, Mario.
Zero Dollar.
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Gather time.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
I always
live
in
angry. Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.